ग्लानेर भवति भवानी देवे हरेर नाम हरेर नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरं नथा Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Welcome to this weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And once again, I'd like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28. There every Sundays we hold a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by discourse on the Krishna consciousness philosophy. Then we have Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And we finish the day's program with Vegetarian Feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us, and find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness all about. Also, today's Jagannath Rath Yatra is going to be held in Hamilton with the Santa Parade there. So please, if you have missed the Jagannath Parade or you are residing in Hamilton, this is the opportunity to go and get blessed. I've been telling you the pastimes or the significance of Jagannath Yatra. It is mentioned in Skanda Puran and Brahmand Puran and many other Puranas, but mainly in Skanda Puran and Brahmand Puran, that Lord Jagannath will reside in Neelachal Mountain. Neelachal is Blue Mountain in Odisha, in Puri. One day, Lord Brahma became very remorseful that he has created or creates the living entities and the world in which we are living causes sufferings for the living entities. He felt very remorseful that he is creating such things that is causing pain to other living entities. So he went to Lord Purushottam. And appealed to him or expressed his concern that he has been creating all these things but is so remorseful, so sad, causing so much problem to other living entities. So the Lord advised him to go to Brahmagiri and do meditation there, tapasya, and he is going to come and give audience or darshan. So Brahma went to Odisha, where Brahmagiri he. And he meditated for many years, and the Lord came and told him that he will appear in Nilachal mountain, and one of his devotees will come and take him away and establish him in a temple. In Odisha, there is a lake called Rohini Lake, and anyone who has a bathe in the Rohini Kund or Rohini Lake gets liberated. But Yamaraj, the lord of the death, he became remorseful that if people go to Rohini Kund and by even just paying obeisances and a short stay there, they get liberated, they go to the Vaikuntha planet, Lord Vishnu's planet. They don't go to hell. And he was said that like this, I'm going to become redundant. What will happen? I will have no service. So he went and complained to the Lord. And Lakshmi was sitting next to the Lord, and Lakshmi said, Yamaraj, you have jurisdiction on all the planets, on sin and pain and bad deeds, but not on Sri Chetra. Sri Chetra means Lord Jagannath's Chetra, Lord Jagannath's. Sri Chetra is also Sri Purushottam Chetra, the area where Lord Jagannath resides. In Kali Yuga, it is, we all know that people are very sinful. And also very miserable themselves. But there are three things that by associating with any, even one of them, people will get liberated. People do get liberated. Is Harinam, Lord's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, or even Ram, Krishna, Hare, Narayan. They are Lord's name. They are devotees, have acharyas, have listed 1,008 names of the Lord. So any of them is just good enough. But in Kali Yuga, the acharyas have mentioned that Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is the best. And second one is Bhagavatam. Reciting Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. As people might complain, where they don't know how to read or they don't can't understand. But the easiest of all is Lord Jagannath's darshan. Just by seeing Lord Jagannath and honoring his Mahaprasad. In the past, Lord Jagannath was only in Puri, in India, but now Jagannath, by the mercy of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Lord Jagannath is now all over the world. And at least once a year, he goes out of his temple to give darshan to the unfortunate people who don't even go to their temple or are not even aware of, or are of other religions who think by going to the Hare Krishna temple or the Jagannath temple, it'll become Hindu or the Hare Krishnas. So for such people, Lord Jagannath comes out and gives darshan once a year. But here in Auckland, Lord Jagannath has been going out for last 3 weeks to different suburbs, participating in the center parade, in the local center parade. And today he'll be in Hamilton. So he saw Karuna, so merciful. Compared to other yugas, Satyug, Treta, Dwapar, and Kaliyug, this is time we are living in, is very merciful. Though earlier I said that the people are very sinful in this age, very miserable, at the same time we are very fortunate. The Lord is very merciful for the living entities in this age. By having darshan of Lord Jagannath and honoring his Mahaprasad, we can get liberated. By mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Lord Jagannath, and the Hare Krishna temples are almost all over the world. We don't have to do a lot of effort. Don't have to go out of our way. And in all the Hare Krishna temples, there's free Mahaprasad distributed. The food sanctified by the Lord, which is called Mahaprasad, it is offered free of charge. King Indradhuman, who had built up the present Jagannath temple, he asked the Lord for 3 boons. That he get no sons? When the Lord inquired why, said, if I have sons, there's a chance that he may get proud. Then his ancestors had built this temple. Prideness is one of the causes of our faults. Second boon King Indradhuman asked the Lord is that you will eat whole day after washing your hand, after having one meal, before your hand dries, you will get to eat again. And the Lord said, oh, this is wonderful. That's great. I'll accept it. And third boon the Lord was asked for, King Indradumna asked, is that you will give darshan all the time. And in Jagannath Puri, the Lord's darshan is open, is closed only for 2 hours. And it is said that in that 2 hours, the darshan is closed for the earthly beings. Human people staying in the world, in this earth. But the Lord gives darshan to the demigods or living entities from other universes. Somebody might ask, what evidence is there that Lord Jagannath doesn't sleep? If you have a good look at Lord Jagannath's face, he's got no eyelids. If he hasn't got any eyelids, how can he sleep? In the past yugas, the first duty of all people is to become a bhakta. Now I'm going to tell you about some wonderful things of Jagannath temple in Orissa, in Puri. In Jagannath Puri, the Brahmins, in every temple, in Indian temples, particularly in India, only Brahmins worship the, go on the altar to worship the Lord. Same thing in Puri, but for 1 month, it's the turn of the Sabars. Sabars are the, well, if you know the Indian caste system, is they are the lowest of the caste. So they get chance to serve the Lord for a month. The Jagannath temple is 1,100 was constructed in 1174 and is 214 feet tall. Some of the miracles, you can say, or strange things that happens in Jagannath temple is that no aircraft flies over the temple. The flight path changes by itself, doesn't fly over this temple. And the temple does not cast any shadow. No matter what time of the day, there is no shadow. The cooking in the Jagannath temple's kitchen is, the cooks prepare items and they put in pots in topped up in 7 layers, seven pots one on top of the other, and it is cooked by open fire, wooden fire. And strangely enough, the top pot gets the food stuff in the top pot gets cooked first. whereas normally it should be the bottom one, layer, bottom face, the top, the pot that's on the fire should be cooked first. But in Jagannath Puri, the top one gets cooked first. The flag of the Jagannath Puri temple is changed every day. The main gate is just next to the Jagannath temple is next to the sea, and you hear the sea, you can hear sea waves all the time. But as soon as you go under the lion gate, the main gate of the temple, you can't hear the temple. You step either side, you can hear the sound again, but not right under the lion gate. There are 500 cooks who cook for Lord Jagannath, 500 cooks and 300 assistants. Assistants, they do the chopping, the preparations, chopping and other things. Jagannath Puri has a tradition of they do not allow non-Hindus. And foreigners from going inside the temple. This is not what something the pandits have. They are actually blamed for it, but it's not their doing. It's been a tradition. There are many instances. It's the tradition that they don't allow non-Hindus and Muslims, or Hindus who have been converted or to Muslim and they want to come back. That freedom is not there. Some of the well-known personalities who have been barred from going inside the temple, a Namacharya, Haridas Thakur. But he never complained about it. He used to go. It was Lord's boon that he had given to his chakra, his disc, that when people have darshan of the, look at the chakra, they can have darshan of Lord Jagannath. They are on the chakra. They have darshan of the chakra. And at the lion gate, this Patita Pavan Jagannath have darshan of that and have prasad. And they are satisfied. King Ramchandra, who was king of Odisha, he was barred from going inside. So please, Every Sunday is in our temple, the darshan is open whole day. Normally, the darshan opens at 8, 7 in the morning. And then it closes again at from 1 to 4. Opens up at 4 o'clock. Goes on till 7:30. And very briefly at 9 o'clock for the Sayan Aarti. And that is closed till 4:30 in the morning. But on Sundays, the darshan is open whole day from 7 in the morning till 7:30 in the evening. So you can come at any time, have darshan of their lordship. Except for today, you will not be able to see Lord Jagannath on the altar because he will be going to Hamilton to give darshan to the people of Hamilton. And so if you are residing in Hamilton, that's your opportunity. Please take advantage of it. Hare Krishna.
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.